Chapter 56, Sahat. When Jillian called to ask that he talk to Kredaki, his first thought had been to rebel over the workload.
I know, her tiny simulacrum had agreed, but you're the only one I can spare who has the qualifications.
Let's rephrase that.
You are the only one for the job. Kredaki is clearly aware and alert, but he can't talk. We need someone to help him communicate through parts of his brain that weren't damaged. You're our expert.
Sahat had never really liked Kredaki, and the type of injury the captain had suffered made Sahat feel queasy. Still, the challenge appealed to his vanity.
What about Charles Dart? He's been driving Toshio and me until our flukes droop, and he has top priority on this line.
In the small holo image, Jillian looked very tired.
Not anymore, he doesn't. We're sending out a new probe with Takata Jim and Metz, one he'll be able to control himself by comlink. Until then, his project takes last place. Last place. Is that understood?
Sahat clapped his jaw loudly in assent. It felt good to hear decisive leadership again. The fact that the voice was that of a human he respected helped, too.
This bit about Metz and Takata Jim.
I filled in Toshio, Jillian said. He'll brief you when the chance comes. He is in absolute charge now. You're to obey him with alacrity. Is that clear? Jillian never lost her vocabulary under pressure. Sahat liked that.
Yes, eminently. Now, about these resonances I'm getting from the planet's crust, what shall I do? They are, to my knowledge, totally unprecedented. Can you spare someone to do a library search for me?
Jillian frowned.
You say resonances of apparent intelligent origin are coming from deep in Kathroop's crust?
Exactly. Jillian rolled her eyes.
Ifni, to explore this world in peace and quiet would demand a decade of work by a dozen survey ships.
She shook her head. No, my quick guess is that some formation of probability-sensitive rock below the surface is resonating with emanations from the battle overhead. In any event, it comes after the other priorities, security, the Kikwi, and talking to Kredaki. You've got a mouthful to deal with already.
Sahat stifled a protest. Complaining would only get Jillian to order him explicitly away from the probe. She hadn't yet, so it would be best to stay quiet.
Now, think about your options, Jillian reminded him. If Streaker makes a break for it, we'll try to get the skiff out to pick up Tom and whoever wants to join us from the island. You can choose to come along, or stay with Metz and Takata Jim and wait it out in the longboat. Inform Toshio of your decision.
I understand. I'll think about it.
Somehow the issue seemed less urgent than it would have a few days ago. The sounds from below were having an effect on him.
If I stay, I still wish you all the best of luck, he added.
You too, Melfin, Jillian smiled. You're a strange duck, but if I get home, I'm going to recommend you get lots of grandchildren. Her image vanished as she broke the connection.
Sahat stared at the blank screen. The compliment, wholly unexpected, left him momentarily stunned. Then a few Kikwi, who were foraging nearby, were surprised to see a large dolphin rise up onto his tail and dance about the small pool.
To be noticed by a humpback, to be credited at last for being me.